This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Next week will be the unveiling of the 2022 Nat Moore Trophy winner. I'll tell you what, CBS4 in Miami, the Dolphins, everybody's been involved for the last four years. Nat Moore, we know, iconic. But it's always a tough choice to narrow them down to four, and then obviously one of the individuals involved in that and doing an awesome job throughout the entire process is sports anchor Mike Cugno from CBS4. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time. And the big day is close.
Yeah, we're just a couple of weeks away. I believe the show airs December 14th. And we make the big announcement for our third ever Nat Moore Trophy winner. Of course, we had 1 year off because of COVID. But we're getting excited. This group, I think, is about as dead as the heat as we've had so far as talent-wise. There's so many good players, especially at the wide receiver position. We talk about it all the time, you and I, Larry. But this is a fun group. Has been a very fun group to cover. And I think because it's been so close, it's just made it extra special.
You know, Mike, the average person just looks at the players in the Final Four and says, oh, wow. But It's a process. I mean, this thing starts all the way back with meetings with Leo and yourself, all the way back into the spring to find out which athletes are going to be kids to watch during the spring, during the summer. Talk about that, because it just wasn't those, let's just pick it up in October, November, and let's just announce a winner. This thing is definitely something that's taken a lot of time and effort, going out to a lot of schools, going to a lot of games. Talk about that process, because it's big.
So it really starts the year before. Like you'll see in our show. Well, I think we have a segment in our show where there's a billboard where it says, "Hey, who are the guys to watch for next year's award?" And so we already start planning ahead now. And then during the spring and summer, we start taking a look at, okay, where are some of these players ranked? We also look at their schools, how their schools are doing, how they're doing, both in the classroom and on the field. And we really start to get to know, even though we may not have met them yet, we really start to get to know them before the school year even starts, before they even hit to fall practices, because a lot of the interviews we do sometimes they're still lifting. You know, we're meeting them in weight rooms, we're meeting them on the field conditioning. They have not gone on to actually put on a helmet or pads. And and one of those kids this year that we were on early was Brandon Innes, and just so glad we got to check him out during before fall camp started, because you go on and see the year he's had. So you met him, or you meet him, and you see how good of a kid he is and how smart he is and how good of a football player he's been since the eighth grade. And then his senior season comes along and he doesn't disappoint. So stuff like that happens. And, we're very fortunate to get to know these guys. Reuben Bain from Central, Nathaniel Joseph from Edison, and Edwin Joseph from Chaminade, rounding out the top four for this year's class. And I got to tell you, Larry, and you can tell your viewers too, it's tight right now.
Yeah, no doubt. And you're a guy who gets to see them up close and personal. And, you know, we see them at football games. We watch what they do that makes them special to fans and the college coaches. But you see what makes them special to their families, to their classmates.
Yeah.
Which is really another side of it. How fun is that?
So I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, for the Florida State-Miami game, as you know, Larry, there was a bunch of recruits down there on the field. And I remember I was catching up with Reuben Bain, and we didn't really talk about football. You know, we were sitting there. I was asking him how his photography is going, because he loves to be behind the camera and take photos and videos. And so that's what we were talking about. So you get to know these guys on a different level and see, you know, they're not just football players, that their families aren't just raising these guys to go out and play football and get a scholarship that way. They're raising them, you know, to be full, well-rounded individuals, and the schools do a good job of that as well. And so just to see their personalities and their interests outside the game, you get to really learn who these kids are. And I swear that probably makes it even tougher when it comes down to it, because you get to know them on a personal level and you want them all to succeed. Even guys who aren't in the top four. I remember a few years ago, Xavier Restrepo, he wasn't a top four guy for us, but I remember walking away from that conversation with him just being blown away, because he had offers to go to Ivy League schools because of his education. And so stuff like that really gets you fired up about the award.
No doubt. And it's Nat Moore. And Nat Moore exemplifies everything from being a community guy to getting it done in the classroom to being a South Florida guy all his career. Obviously, he went to the University of Florida. But before that, he went to Edison and went to Dade South and played for the Dolphins. And he is such a community icon and a first-class guy. So, obviously, that's what the award is. Mike, I can't thank you enough. We are looking forward to the event. It's going to be great, as it is always, a first-class production. Again, thanks so much for what you do, and thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah, and Larry, let me say this. Thank you to you, because you're so instrumental in all of this. You are kind of our guiding light when it comes to some of these kids. And I don't want anyone to think this is all just us. Larry, you do so much to help us out with this award and deserve a lot of credit too. So we appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you, man. Good win for Florida State over the weekend. So I know you guys had a pretty decent weekend. Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon.
And Columbus is still rolling. Let's go.
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, wow. You're living a charmed life. I'll tell you what. But you know what? You deserve it. You're a hard worker, and obviously a lot of people know that. Mike, thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Larry. Bye.
Good stuff. Mike Cugno.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.